Yeah, I've heard the expression say, well, he's the image of his father.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Spitting image, maybe.
Yeah, the spitting image, yeah, that's an old-time one.
How about features or favors? Are those
the what?
He features his father or he
yeah,
favors
he,
his
yeah,
father?
Yeah, he features his father or favors his father. Yeah. Either one could be or used.
Well, now if you're talking of your mother and her years of taking care of you, you'd say my mother and the children in the family, my mother took good care of the children. In fact, she has brought them up, or how would you say that? She's
raised
uh-huh.
the family or the children very well, or
uh-huh.
something like that.
Mm-hmm. If a youngster was a whale a lot bigger this year than he was last year, you'd say, well, this past year, Bob
well,
there's
got several,
up, or?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's several expressions of the you could say Bob sure sprouted up or shot up,
uh-huh.
or he has grown considerably.
Uh-huh.
And well, I don't know. I expect there are a lot of expressions
yeah.
that different people use on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what would be the expression that would have been used or is used? The word that's used is familiar to you for illegitimate child. There may be some standard ones and some rather
that is the
unusual ones.
The as an illegitimate child, another mm-hmm. word other than illegitimate. Is there a word bastard used on that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I think I heard it
uh-huh.
referred to, which I think is a very vulgar word to use
uh-huh. yeah.
in that line.
Have you heard of Woods Colt?
Yes.
Have you?
But I don't remember when or where.
But that's a word you
yeah.
hear.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's the one that's occurred.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, now, your brother or sister's son would be called your
nephew.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And someone appointed to take care of a child would be the
guardian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's lost his one or both of his parents in some way would be called
an orphan.
Uh-huh. Now, if you're speaking of your family beyond your immediate family, you'd speak of them as your what?
My grandparents.
Well, in a larger sense, what would you call this group of people collectively, you think?
My relatives.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else?
Well, some people would say my people, maybe my mm-hmm. folks, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks.
Ancestors would be too far back.
Yeah. Home folks.
Yeah,
some
home
people
folks.
Say.
Some people say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the general
expression. Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
but using the term home folks, I have never thought of it as being a relative. I've always sort of thought of the home folks as being your neighbors or your people, your friends that you were involved with a lot or something. I've always thought of them there in that term more than as being a relative.
Yes. Well, I think people who've grown up in small towns would sometimes use the word home folks for the whole town.
Yeah, I expect that's right.
Uh-huh. Going back to see the home
yeah.
folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I expect yeah,
there
that's
are,
right. Mm-hmm.
There, you get the general notion in questioning in this fashion, but that's the reason it's good once
yeah.
in a while to nail things down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And say, how is it that you use this? Well, now, you have a word for an unskilled part-time preacher, we'll say.
Yes, we used to refer to those people as a traveling clergyman.
Ah.
I've heard them call that. That
traveling.
Is preachers that traveled over the country. Is that uh-huh. what you're referring to?
Well, now, if these people are unskilled and it's not their principal occupation, but it's a kind of sideline with them,
oh.
Is there any word for that? Now, maybe I don't know, perhaps, now this is a formal term, but it's sometimes used. It is a formal term in as much as it constitutes a classification, but a local preacher. He's a local preacher.
He's a local preacher.
He's got a local but not a district license.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of yard leg?
No.
Or jack leg preacher?
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of jack leg.
Jack leg you have?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Or yard axe?
Never heard yard axe.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, now, Jesus' friends, the two girls, the familiar names in the Bible.
Yeah, let's see. Mary was his mother.
Uh-huh.
Was Ruth one?
Well, I was thinking of the one that was, let's see.
Magdalene.
Yeah, yeah. There was one there. Yeah, what was the one that...
Mary Magdalene.
One was busy stirring around the house, and the other one came and took care of him, gave him a drink of water, and I think and washed his feet. What was her name?